This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader,
etc. The soul cannot be satisfied, brother, just at a party.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
If you're a real human, your soul wants to feel that it achieves something more than just a fun place. A fun place.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
The soul will never rest until it has established community life. That's why Islam and Christianity and Judaism places the responsibility on the believers to establish their own neighborhood life, their own community life. It's difficult with so many powerful, greedy elements working against that now in the world. You know, everybody just care more about getting over on the next person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you want to make your enemies happy? Keep spending most of your time listening to funk,
yeah,
and rock and all that stuff.
Yes.
And watching that stuff on TV and movie screen. Just keep doing that and you are strengthening your enemies. You are making them very strong and comfortable, so comfortable and strong they can sleep and rest while you play in your playpen.
That's it. That's it.
Go ahead.
That's it. That's it. All right, Father.
Praise be to Allah, thank you.
Likewise.
Religion is faith and knowledge. Faith and knowledge. And what did our prophet say? He said, you will never get into paradise until you have faith. And you will never have faith until you practice loving one another.
Right.
You know, when you look at what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was able to achieve, now we know he had an army to help him get what he wanted.
Yeah.
Called the FOI, the military, the FOI. Most of them that was supporting the Honorable Elijah Muhammad were not supporting him because they were forced. Not supporting him because of the captain or the lieutenant or supreme captain or whatever that. They were supporting him because they believed in him and they loved what he was doing.
Right.
That's why they were supporting him.
Right.
So we had faith in him. And that's why he was successful in accomplishing material things, accomplishing his material goals, you know, reaching the material goals. Because we had faith in him. We supported him heavily with our money, even though we're poor.
That's right.
We gave much of it, more percentage of it than was justified. We were just very, very interested in seeing his accomplishments come to reality, be fulfilled, be established. So we would give big percentage of our poor salary, our income, to help the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's plan for us. So you have to have that faith now. If you lost faith, and I understand it, if you lost faith in black leadership, that's okay. I'm not asking you to have faith in black leadership. I'm asking you to have faith in religious leadership.
Yes,
and not just to have faith in it, but get some knowledge.
Yes.
Get some knowledge so you can grow on the land as well as swim in the water.
Yes,
you know, you swim and float in water, do the dog pedal and all that, you know. Dog pedal to stay, keep your head above water. Dog pedal to keep your head above water. How you doing? Okay, brother dog, how you doing, dog? That's what the youngsters say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, dog. Where you been, man? Dog. I'm glad they stopped barking in the shows. That show irritated me. You watching the movie. That's evidence that they have stepped out of what they were in under the leadership of the past, when we had better leaders who were more sincere and less interested in big time show for themselves and big money for themselves. They were interested in their people. Yes, that time is gone almost, you know, completely. We still have some wonderful leaders though, but they are very few and they are not seen and known. Most of them are not seen and known. But time is changing. Now, what this presentation is all about here. It's getting us to understand or have the knowledge of our life, how it has been affected by developments in history, beginning firstly with religion, and then with culture. In the Arabic language, the term black, quote black, has meanings or definitions similar to meanings in American and English, or language and culture. The word of respect, Mr., or the address of respect, Mr. So-and-so. If you say that in Arabic, the root meaning, it comes from a root that refers directly to the color or to the hue, black or blackness. The word of respect, Mr., addressing males, is a term literally meaning black. We use the same term referring to females by putting a feminine expression to it, by making it grammatically feminine. But it's still the term black. And you say, Mrs., instead of Mr. Title of respect. The word Sudan is Arabic. That word is Arabic, Sudan. And it comes from the root word too, meaning black, darkness, or black. The word Saudi for the peninsula Saudi Arabia also comes from the same word, meaning black. The root meaning is black or darkness. The term for West is in Arabic, Maghrib. there are others too. The root meaning black or blackness. Black or blackness. So in the evidence in the language that we still have in current language that is spoken by Arabs and by Arab speaking people, who are many. Most of the Arabic speaking people are not Arabs. Mm-hmm. The religion which gives us the Quran, God, from God in Arabic, is the reason why so many people that are not Arabs speak Arabic. In fact, the people who live on lands that were mostly populated by Arabs, but they are not Arabs, they speak Arabic because they live in those lands. Like we speak English, we live here, in this land, in this English-speaking environment. They also speak Arabic, and when they say God, they have no other word respecting the concept or that idea better than Allah. They say Allah. They're not Muslims. Right. They say Allah. See, so if we don't have some knowledge, we just can't have faith. Right. We have to be taught. We have to be led in knowledge.
Yes.
So we become more knowledgeable. Yes. I'm trying to stick with this so we don't spend too much time. We're expecting a performance here, another great performance here this evening,
yes,
and I wouldn't want to miss it.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yes. Oh, yes. I see where I'm at now. In Scripture, the origin of human life is in blackness. Is in blackness. And that's reality too. When the baby comes from his mother and into the sunlight or into the light of this world,
right,
where did the baby come from? Did the baby come from a lit environment? Was it lit up with light? No. Inside the mother, the baby was in the dark.
Right.
The baby was in the dark, germinating and developing as a fetus, and finally enough to come out and join the family? The term or the amount of time is expected to be 9 months.
Right.
Some come earlier, maybe a little later, but the expected time is 9 months. 9 months waiting for the creation to be finished in the light or in the dark? In the dark! Scripture, I repeat, the origin of human life takes place in darkness. It comes in darkness. In the scriptures of the major teachings of faith, the story of creation of beings ends in darkness. Even Buddhists, the enlightened one, and he has to first survive the darkness. And after surviving the darkness, then he finally comes to illumination, the path of light and illumination. The light is generated under the gravity of darkness. Yes, darkness is a weight on life. And that weight produces pressure. And pressure energizes or destroys. Some energize, you respond to the pressure by meeting force with force.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yes. And you are energized, and you are able to struggle through the darkness until you stand up in the light, God willing. After the first appearance of light, we are told of the presence of the sun, the moon, the stars, the whole world as we see it. Awake in man's world. The whole world, we see it. All those things are in place. Finally, all those things are in place. So what is this telling us? This is telling us that there is God's plan, that God has a plan to bring those who are in the dark into the light. And when they come into the light, they're not going to be in the twilight zone. When they come into the light, they're going to be in the light of man's world. They're going to be in the light of man's world. That the deceitful man, the Shaitan follower, those who give themselves to the wisdom of Shaitan and follow his logic and follow his plan, they design this world and give it a language to bring you to Satan.
Right.
But God plans to bring you to the best future that you could possibly have.
Right.
We call it paradise.
Yes.
But it is on this earth as well as in heaven.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And we don't want to miss it on this earth.
Right.
God says, who has told my devoted servants that this world is of material things is not for them? To the contrary, it is for them.
Yes.
And in the hereafter, it's going to be exclusively for them.
That's right.
Now, isn't that justice?
Yes.
All right. Should God give the best of his creation, authority over his creation, the resources of his creation, to those that work against him, against his plan for him and me? That wouldn't be justice.
Right.
So eventually it's coming to the best people who believe in God and have God as the number one authority over them.
Right.
It's coming to them.
We will return to today's program after this important announcement. Ramadan session 2007 will be held October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Homewood Hotel in Homewood, Illinois. The opening session will begin with Jumu'ah prayer on Friday and end with the midday prayer on Sunday. Register online at www.wdmevents.org. Now accepting Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. Or call 1-708-798-4668. Now back to the day's program.
And I'm happy to say that our prophet, because we got Christians in our audience and Christian leaders sitting on this platform with us today. It is said in the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, coming from his words, it is said that God showed him hell and also showed him heaven. Mm-hmm. And he said that who he saw in heaven, he saw the followers of Moses, followers of Jesus, and his followers.
Right.
Saw them there. And I'm sure that there are some others that's there too. But he mentioned those that are closer to us because we are all people of the book. We are all people following the same prophets that God sent. What I'm referring to now is Jews, is the belief of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Our prophets are the same prophets. You know we have some minor differences, but our prophets are some differences, but I won't say minor, because there can be a major difference. But we have one or two exceptions, maybe. But we believe in the same prophets, and we believe in the continuation of the same scripture. Right. That scripture was coming from God, and God was sending prophets, as Allah says in the Quran, and prophets said, Muhammad has told us also, one after another, in succession, to make a contribution to the essence of the human being that God wants on this planet.
Right. Hmm?
And each one had contributed something to it to make that edifice more complete as God intended it to be. And its final completion, there was something missing in it. There was a block missing in it in the construction. And we are told in Islam by our prophet that he was sent to put that last connection into the structure, to complete it. So we are tied together in very important ways, we're coming together closer together in these times. It's really of natural consequences as well as faith. It's not only faith that's bringing us together, but it's also of natural consequences that we are coming together. People, the real people of faith, who are serious about fulfilling and supporting and fulfilling the plan that God puts in our hand. So God says he gave the people a covenant, that means he gave you responsibility to deliver his plan till it's complete. So when the boss man say, hey, come here, black boy, he was saying something that you didn't know. You thought he just talked about your skin color. He said, come here, black boy. Get away from the porch and go out there in the field. And he called the black dog, his black dog, blacker than you. Come here, boy. Call him boy, too. Black dog run up and he jump up in his chest and he hug him, kiss him, and feed him, let him bite off his hamburger. And you can't even eat at the same restaurant he's at.
Yeah.
You have to have the black place to go. Drink out of the fountain. You can't drink out of the same fountain. You got to go drink out of your black fountain. He drinks out of his white fountain.
Mm-hmm.
But he hugs and kisses a black dog and eats a hamburger after the black dog bit off of it.
Mm-hmm.
He let the black dog lick spit all on the white face. It's a strange world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, those are the people in the world who follow Satan's plan. White folks who follow Satan's plan and didn't even know they were following his plan.
All right.
Yes. So we have to conclude that such language human creation, attempting to explain or give us the creation of human beings, is metaphorical, symbolical, allegorical. It needs some translation. It needs some interpretation.
Oh, yeah.
In order for you to understand it, if you take it literally, it's going to keep you in the dark forever.
Oh, yeah.
The words of Scripture pointing to ignorance, the ignorance of Scripture, that one day that ignorance will grow and grow and grow to cover the whole world in darkness, under darkness. That's in Scripture, the Scriptures that preceded the Quran. It would be a darkness that would cover the whole world. That means it would be a darkness in the minds of human beings. Not out here. You think the sun went out? That sun never went out. That sun was there before we were on this earth, and it's been doing the same thing, lighting the one period and bringing darkness over it after that. It has been doing that all the time, before human beings were put on this earth. That was happening. So when you read the origin of the genesis of man, understand that you're not reading this world that God made. You're reading the world that man would make for you.
Yes.
The world of his entertainment culture. The world of his entertainment culture. Do you know we have children that we have lost?
Yes, that's right.
We can't reach them anymore.
That's right. Come on.
And what has happened to them? They have come so much under the influences of the entertainment culture,
right,
that they don't have any other life.
That's right. That's right.
There are many things that I would like to say to you directly from Scripture. The Scripture of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. But I think it's better to read that to you. Allah says in the Quran, the people who have an argument against the Quran, against Muhammad the Prophet, against Islam, or they have difficulty, they say they don't believe he's what he say he is, or they don't believe the book is what it's presented to be. So why don't they research the Quran?
That's right.
Research the Quran.
That's right.
That doesn't mean just read it.
Yeah, come on.
Thank God I answered that call.
All right, Father.
I researched both the Bible and the Quran.
All right, Father. Yes, sir.
And I can tell you, I'm the son of Adam.
Talk to me, too.
And I'm the son of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
And I'm an enlightened Muslim.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And I'm in heaven, yes, while yet on earth.
Yes, sir. All right,
Father. Praise you, God. Now let us go to the caption here I have, Shaitan's Business and Man's Culture, of Black and White. Yes, culture of black and white. In the month of fast, called in Arabic Ramadan, begins during nighttime or darkness. It is celebrated on the first day of the month coming after Ramadan. This celebration is expressed as a celebration of nativity or originality. Also, the fasting is during the daytime, and the breaking of the fast is when the sun has set.
That's right.
And I think the Christians can identify with this. Isn't it said of Jesus Christ that he said, "This world is not of me"?
That's right.
And the light of this world,
that's right,
is not his light.
Oh yeah, come on.
No, his light is not the light of this world.
Right.
Yes. So we fast during the daytime to say that what you show us in your man-made world, we reject.
Yeah.
We don't want anything from it coming into our system.
That's right. Come on.
We're going to fast until the sun go down on your world.
Yes. All right, well.
And I think the sun is going down on this wicked world fast.
All right, well. That's right.
We observe that the term or the expression for breaking fast, iftar, a term which has in its roots also, in its root meaning, a clear reference to nativity or originality. So So actually, you know, when we go to make Hajj, the pilgrimage to Hajj, and we visit that simple home, a home for all mankind, meaning the home that God wants all people in, the whole of mankind in. It's a symbolic house. A house that needs translation.
Yes.
Interpretation.
Yes.
Needs to be taken out of symbol into plain language.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But it's enough. It calls us. Because something is in our soul that accepts it.
Yes.
And we see that simple house. We see a simple little house. Little house sitting out there and does it by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Simple little house, so lonely looking. When we see it and we remember that God said it's a house for all mankind.
That's right.
That was said, it was built for all mankind. For all mankind. We don't have to have a communication that's verbally.
Yes.
Something is communicated spiritually.
Oh yes, come on.
So fast.
Yes.
That you just melt.
Yes.
You just melt in the light of God's truth.
Come on.
You just melt. And you go there and you're so happy.
Mm-hmm.
You salute it with your right hand. I got to hold the paper with my right hand. You salute it. And peace to the house. You salute the house. And you go there and you see all your brothers and sisters from around the world.
Yes.
And what I noticed right away, that the brothers had on infant clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
A big diaper down here and one wrapped around up here.
Come on. Yeah.
And I noticed the sisters had the clothes they wear back home.
That's it.
They had on their clothes that they wore wherever they came from, wherever land they came from, they had on those clothes. They didn't have to change clothes.
That's
sisters, you didn't mess this world up. Man did.
Right.
And he's going to have to get back in his baby clothes and submit to his maker. Thank you. We thank God.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.